Kellogg's Pep.
The Super Delicious Cereal presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman. And today is Clark Kent. He is alarmed over the sudden disappearance of Lois Lane. We'll join him at Inspector Henderson's office in just a moment. But first, let's join our good friend Dan McCullough.
You know, sometimes I think it would be interesting to find out who's collected the most comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep, fellas or girls. Well, actually, of course, it doesn't make a great deal of difference because eventually all the members of the gang will have all 18 buttons. But it would be fun to see who gets there quickest. Out our way, both fellas and girls are mighty busy trading duplicates, for example. You know, that's one swell way to add a new comic button to your collection and a heap of fun, too. And I see a lot of jackets and dresses and caps with these buttons pinned on. Look mighty smart. You see, the pictures of your favorite Funny Sheet characters are done up in full comic strip colors. Brilliant red and blue and black on a gleaming white background. So they really show up. And you know, the buttons are made of sturdy metal, and you'll have them for a long time. But the best part is, they're so easy to get. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. But every time Mom opens a new package of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep, there's your exclusive prize. Remember, gang, that's P-E-P, Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, the adventures of Superman.
As we learned yesterday, Lois Lane, star girl reporter for the Daily Planet, is in a state of panic. She is certain that a Siamese cat sent to her as a Christmas present by an unknown admirer has the power of human speech. She swears that she heard the cat talking to her, warning her to beware of Perry White, editor of the Daily Planet. Clark Kent and young Jimmy Olsen examined both the seemingly harmless cat and Lois's apartment, but found nothing. They were about to leave when a telephone call came through from Lucille Markham, a close friend of Lois's. Lois, it seems, had called Lucille to ask whether she could stay at the Markham house in the suburbs for a few days, and had assured Lucille that she was leaving immediately, and now, hours later, had failed to arrive. As we continue, it is early evening. Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen are at police headquarters in the office of Inspector Henderson. Listen.
Now, look, Inspector, this has gone beyond the point where it's a joke. We know Miss Lane entered a taxi in front of her apartment building at 11:30 this morning and told the driver to take her to Forest Heights where the Markhams live. The doorman heard her. Now, it's up to you to locate the driver of that taxi.
We're doing everything we can, Kent. But the driver seems to have disappeared, too.
Well, it shouldn't require much effort to find a bonded registered taxi driver in a bright yellow cab.
How do you know he was a bonded registered driver?
Because
he might have been a mug planted in that cab to pick up Miss Lane.
Gosh, I never thought of that.
I did, but it doesn't hold water.
Why not?
Because the cab was one of the yellow taxi company fleet. The doorman remembers that. Now, if a yellow cab had been stolen, there would have been a report on it by this time. It's been 6 hours since Lois disappeared.
Yeah, how about that, Inspector?
Well, I admit I don't know the answer. But when we pick up the driver...
And how long is that going to take?
Confound it, Kent. Would you quit riding me?
I'm
getting sick. Come in.
Get in there. Go on.
Okay, cop. Okay, you don't have to push me.
Who's this, Healy?
He's the guy we're looking for, Inspector. The hacky you picked up Miss Lane.
He is?
Gosh.
Well, now we're getting someplace. Where'd you find him?
About 4 miles out on the River Parkway. He was part of the curve, fast asleep. Or else he was making out like he was.
I was asleep.
Yes, as you.
Well, never mind that. Where did you take Miss Lane, driver?
If you're talking about the dame we picked up at the Frontenac Apartments this morning, kind of a good-looking dame.
That's Miss Lane. Now, where did you take her?
I didn't take her no place. Like I was telling this Dick, something screwy happened.
Are you going to tell that cockeyed story again?
It's the truth, so help me.
Wait till you hear this, Inspector.
I intend to. What's your name, driver?
Joe Ross. Here's my hack license.
This license seems to be okay. All right, driver, start talking. But remember, I want the truth.
Okay, here it is. I picked this dame up in front of the Frontenac Apartments about 11:30 this morning. She says she wants to go to some number on Maple Street in Forest Heights. I forget what the number was.
1219?
Yeah, that's it.
Uh-huh.
I cut over to Ridge Road and picked up the parkway. This dame kept bothering me all the time to go faster. I never see such a nervous dame, and I see plenty driving a hack. But all of a sudden, about the time we hit the parkway, I don't hear no more out of her. I look back, and she's fast asleep.
Asleep, huh?
And that's what he said.
It's the truth.
Well, Miss Lane might very well have fallen asleep from nervous exhaustion. Go on, Joe.
Okay. Well, I drive a couple of miles on the parkway, and I'm just passing a golf course when I hear a horn. And I see a big black funeral hearse coming up in a rear vision mirror. I pull over a little to let it go by.
Yeah, here's where it gets good, Inspector.
Let him talk, Healy.
Yeah. So like I say, I start to pull over, and here comes this funeral hearse up from behind, and it's really traveling.
Mm-hmm.
When it gets up alongside my cab, it jams on its brakes and starts crowding me over. I yell and give him my horn, but it keeps crowding me. I got to get right up on the curb or stop, or I'm going to get folded up like an accordion.
Well, what was the big idea? Why'd he crowd you?
While you're here, buddy, when I start remembering this part, I get the shakes.
Ah, baloney.
Hey, make this guy lay off me, will you?
Stop it, Healy. Go on.
Yeah. Well, I stop up against the curb, and a tall, skinny guy dressed all in black with a long tail coat and a high silk hat gets out of the front seat of the hearse and comes over to the cab. Right away, I start to feel funny. I get chills running up and down my back. He's a tall guy, just all in black, like I said, but his face is kind of yellow-white, like one of them guys gets their last ride in his hearse. His eyes, I never seen eyes like his before, big and black and dead with blue shadows under them. I kept looking at his eyes, even when he started talking and waving his hands. Long, skinny hands like a skeleton's.
Oh, jeepers.
Go ahead.
Well, this guy comes over to the cab, and when he talks, his voice gives me the creeps for sure. Sounds like it's coming out of a grave.
I beg your pardon, but I seem to be lost. I wonder if you could direct me to the Pleasant Valley Cemetery.
The what?
The Pleasant Valley Cemetery. Surely you know what a cemetery is?
Yeah, sure, but I never heard of that one.
How strange.
Look, mister, I gotta be going. If you'll get your hearse out of the way, I
must find the cemetery before dark. I simply must. I wonder if the young lady in the back seat can help me.
No, she can't help you. Look, mister,
is she dead?
Dead? No, she's just sleeping.
Are you sure?
Yeah, of course she's sleeping.
She may be dead. Why don't you look and see?
I remember turning around to look at the dame when he said that, and that's all I remember until this dick here woke me up. The dame was gone, and so was the guy in his hearse.
Sleeping lizards.
Ever hear a yarn like that before, Inspector?
No, and I don't believe it.
It's the truth. Sir, help me, it's the truth.
Come on. Give it to us straight.
I think he is giving it to us straight, Healy.
Thanks, mister.
Now, look here, Ken.
Just a moment, Inspector. What I want to know at the moment is far more important. Where is this Pleasant Valley Cemetery?
Never heard of it.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, you should have some sort of a directory of places like that.
I have. Right here on the shelf.
Oh, good.
Here we are. Now, let's see. Cemeteries. Oh, here we are. K-L-M-N-O-P. Clam Valley. Pineville. Pine Manor. Just as I thought.
Where is it, Inspector?
There is no Pleasant Valley Cemetery.
What?
And what's more, there never was one.
Shifting uneasily, the nervous, sweating taxicab driver gulps and turns pale. Is he lying? Well, we'll be back in a moment for a startling surprise. But first, here again is your announcer.
Say, gang, do you know what your mother would like to give you for breakfast these wintry days? A heaping bowl of sunshine. Yes, sir, she knows the important effect of sunshine in helping you build strong bones and teeth. So, one of the next best things is Kellogg's Pep, because you get the vitamin D effect of sunshine in this super delicious whole wheat flake cereal. Why, Pep has it all over sun-ripened whole wheat in vitamin D. Of course, you like Pep for breakfast because it's a doggone golden and crisp and good-tasting. And because that's how you get those exciting comic buttons all the gang's collecting these days.
Aren't they swell fun? You really feel like strutting around when you wear your comic buttons pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. They're colored bright as anything, so the pictures of your favorite funny paper characters stand out against the white enamel background. Like Moon Mullins, for instance, with his big black cigar. Or Superman himself, red cape of flying in the wind. And whenever you get a duplicate, it's even more fun to trade with your pals. But remember, there's only one way you can get these comic buttons. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. They come only as prizes in packages of Kellogg's Pep. So get busy, gang. Ask Mom to get you some P-E-P Pep. Made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
2 hours have passed since Joe Ross, the taxicab driver, recounted his weird and almost unbelievable story at police headquarters. Jimmy Olsen is now back at home, having left Kent at headquarters. As we join him, he is telling his mother about the strange disappearance of Lois Lane.
And according to the cab driver, the first time he knew the hearse and Miss Lane were gone was when the detective woke him up.
Why, I don't believe a word of it. Do you, Jimmy?
Well, I don't know, Mom. First, Mr. Kent said he did. Then when Inspector Henderson couldn't find the name of the cemetery in a directory he had, well, even Mr. Kent's kind of on the fence.
And in the meantime, nobody knows where poor Miss Lane is.
No.
Oh, that's a pity. She's such a nice, sweet girl. Why would anyone want to do her harm?
Well, there are a lot of punks in this world, Mom. A lot of them.
Yes, I suppose so. Well, I think I'll go up to bed, Jimmy. I'm a little tired.
Okay, I'll sit up a little longer. Mr. Kent may call. He said he would if anything broke.
Good night, Jimmy. Don't forget to let the cat out before you come up.
No, I won't. Oh, where is it?
In the kitchen, I think. Good night, Jimmy.
Good night, Mom. Hey, kitty, 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 kitty. Come on, kitty. Come on, fella. Come on. Come on, up in my lap. Yeah, that's the boy. You don't know it, but you're the cause of all this trouble. Yes, you are. You started everything. If someone hadn't sent you to Miss Lane, everything would have been all right. You like to have your neck rubbed, don't you? Feels good, doesn't it? You know, it's too bad you can't talk. If you could, maybe you'd be able to tell us a few things.
You're in danger, Jim.
Who said that?
Beware of Perry White.
Who's talking?
He'll do to you what he did to Lois Lane.
Leaping lizards. It's the cat.
Rooted to the chair, Jimmy stares in frozen, wide-eyed fear at the Siamese cat, which, curled up on his lap, looks up at him out of its strange blue eyes. Did Jimmy actually hear human speech coming out of the cat's mouth? The mystery of the talking cat is getting more mysterious by the moment, and a little spine-chilling, too. So don't miss a single word of the thrilling story from now on. Tune in on Monday, same time, same station, and follow Superman's latest adventure, The Mystery of the Talking Cat. Be sure to listen to The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. Say, gang, you'll get a bang out of this. Kellogg's Variety is back. That's the grand 10-package assortment of 6 swell Kellogg cereals. Makes breakfast more fun than a picnic. Makes it easy for Mom, too. No dishes to wash, thanks to the new Kel Bowl Pack. You can eat right out of it. What's more, these generous packages are great for lunchboxes and outings. So ask Mom to hurry and get Kellogg's Variety at the grocer's her very first chance. And be sure to be with us on Monday for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.